I know that one of the benefits of heaven that we believers look forward to is the escape of aches and pains, sickness and diseases, and the temptations of sin. Some of you right now long for the day when you can walk without a limp, jump and dance down streets of gold. The corruption of this body will give way to the perfections of our heavenly bodies. This is what we call the glorification of the saints, and it's our big word for the day. W.A. Elwell in the Tyndale Bible Dictionary writes that glorification is the perfection of sanctification as it pertains to one's character. No one passage treats this complete theme extensively, but Ephesians chapter 5 may be taken for all. In that passage, Paul wrote about presenting the church to Christ, but what he says of the church is true of each Christian, that Jesus will present the church to himself in splendor, without spot or wrinkle or any such thing, that she, the church, might be holy and without blemish. Just as the inner person undergoes glorification, so does the believer's body. Paul calls the resurrection of the body the redemption of the body. In Philippians chapter 3, Paul speaks of the transformation of bodies of humiliation, bodies that have been humiliated by sin and mortality, into bodies of glory identical to that of Christ. The power that shall do this is the power of God by which he subjects all things to his reign. The most extensive treatment on the glorification of the body is found in 1 Corinthians chapter 15. Paul's theme in 1 Corinthians 15 is that as Christians have borne the image of the mortal clay of Adam, that we shall bear the image of the immortal Son of God. Paul contrasts the two bodies. The present body is perishable. The resurrection body will be imperishable. This body is one of dishonor. The glorified body will be one of glory. This body is one of weakness, and the resurrection body is one of power. This body is of the current physical order, but the glorified body will be of the future, spiritual, eternal order. Salvation involves justification, regeneration, and sanctification in this life. In the life to come, it means the glorification of the inner person and the resurrection of the body in glory. But such a glorified person must live in a glorified place, which is why there will be a glorious new heaven, new earth, and a new Jerusalem. I can't wait to dance there, and hopefully I'll be dancing with you. As you pray today, please remember our missionaries in Peru. And also, remember the Vi Life Word broadcast heard in Liberia and Sierra Leone.